Swamped with work, Sharp brought in a captain from the 5th New York Volunteer Regiment named Paul Oliver, who knew nothing about intelligence gathering but became a quick study. A squad of clerks at City Point labored day and night to decipher coded messages Van Loo and Sharp's other agents poured in. In her haste, Van Loo sometimes dispensed with the time-consuming cipher and had couriers convey messages orally. Or she wrote them out in plain text in her hard-to-read handwriting, addressing them to My Friend and signing them with her code name Ramona. One letter Van Loo rushed to Sharp January 20th in her scrawl reported that General Lee is strengthening his right wing and revealed that Alabama and Mississippi soldiers forced into one depleted regiment had mutinied. Van Loo also became a fact checker for Sharp. When a report came to him from up north that Confederates had booby-trapped Richmond buildings with mines to blow up when Union troops entered them, he ran it by Van Loo, who knocked down the story. There were no mines in Richmond buildings, she messaged back, except for the gunpowder piled under Libby Prison. Confederate authorities tried in vain to staunch the flood of information they could plainly see escaping the city. There is an entire prohibition of all news to such extent that people are not allowed even to talk upon the streets about what is happening, Van Loo wrote Sharp, adding in another note that with city residents gripped by such extraordinary excitement, it was becoming more difficult for her ring members to distinguish truth from falsehood in the rumors. But Van Loo kept the intelligence flowing along with Richmond newspapers most every day. Her ring was wide awake, Sharp told Meade. They promise us continually abundant information. Grant asked Stanton for $20,000 to $50,000 in Confederate money to help defray her expenses and those of Sharp's other agents. Washington scraped up $10,000 to send.